It's been a while. However, Inside Right is back. And we're back with Dom Bowles. Is that how I say your last name? Bowles. I thought so.
I've heard of many, many different sayings. My year six farewell, I was called Dominic Bowles. So,
Bowles.
Yeah.
You'd much rather Bowles. I'd rather
Bowles, yeah.
There you go. First of all, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
This is the first time we've used this new set, studio. And you're the first guest to
I'm honored.
Be sitting here. So I couldn't think of anyone better.
I am honored. It is an impressive little set. So,
it's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's a good use of the space, I find. Oh, yeah. It used to be just the couch over there with the white wall. So yeah. This is quite a good upgrade.
Cody got upgraded to me, so we'll leave it there.
There you go. So thank you for joining me, video creator and football fanatic.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, I've been on your one of your shows, which is the A-League Weekly
Prediction. Yeah, yep.
Yep. I've tried to get more into Australian football. And what's interesting is, at the very start of the A-League season, I'm like, A-League. But now I'm like, NPL. I'd much rather watch the NPL, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. I can go to the games. It's cheaper. There's better atmosphere to the ones I've been to. So, have you always loved Australian football?
No. I was very heavily into European football, even up to probably halfway through last year. I know you're not going to like this. Man United fan.
I saw your recent reel and you had a United shirt. I'm like, what's that?
Yeah. A Manchester United fan. And I was, you know, pretty big into European football most of my childhood. Early A-Leagues, I was into it. I was supporting the Wanderers from day one after Gold Coast United got kicked out.
Yep.
But kind of fell out of love with it, especially around the time where all the drama happened with the fans off the pitch with the Wanderers. And then, yeah, I just kind of fell out of love with Australian football.
Yep.
But I think the World Cup and the Australia Cup last year just really, really dragged me back in. Yep. I was starting to get back into it last season, but the World Cup just dragged me in.
Yeah, there you go. Fair enough. So let's talk about more deeply into your Australian football content.
Yep.
Also known as Dom's Ball Chat.
Yeah.
Could you give us a summary to what it's about and when and why you started it?
So I started it just before the Women's World Cup. Probably started a bit too early.
Was that planned? Just before the Women's World Cup?
So I'd always loved making content. I'd tried it a couple of different times. I used to do live streams on Twitch of like playing video games when I was younger. And I was just kind of like, you know what? This is a good way to invest me into football again, because I'd kind of fallen out of love. I'd played AFL a few times, like just was following other sports, but going back to football was just, it just felt nice. It felt natural.
Did it feel like home?
It did. Yep. I grew up playing football, watching my dad, and then to start creating content, I was a bit, It was early before the World Cup, I'll give it that. But I hadn't seen much content around the Women's World Cup. And I was like, you know what, I'll start making some. Granted, those videos, first videos on TikTok, are nothing to write home about.
No one's ever asked, right?
No, that's right. And then it got to the Women's World Cup quarterfinal stage. And I was like, you know what, I'll make a vlog out of it, because it was the quarterfinal against France.
Of course, why not?
I was like, you know what, quarterfinal, I'll make a vlog out of it. No, I hadn't really seen much around Australian content creators making vlogs.
Yep.
And yeah, I just, after that game, obviously that France game, unbelievable, that penalty shootout, got the best angle for it, right behind the goals the whole time.
Yeah, that's just incredible.
Yeah, that kind of just kicked me on. I wanted to keep doing content creation, move more towards A-League. More men's A-League. I know there's a lot of good happening in women's football at the moment, especially one of your guests you've had on a couple of times, Cody.
Yep.
He's
an encyclopedia for all of it, right?
Not just women's, but just football in general in Australia. But yeah, Australian football is kind of feeling natural to me again.
Yep, awesome. Well, I was speaking to someone the other day, because the Super Bowl was on a couple of weeks ago. I was saying, this just makes me, look, I've never been a big fan of American football, but I always watch the Super Bowl if it's on. But I always think, when it comes to that time of year, I love football, because Australia, sorry, not Australian football, soccer.
Yeah.
Because it's, if you score, it's 1 point.
Yeah.
And if you don't score, it's 0 points.
Yeah.
There's not, here's a three throw or here's, let's add 16 points.
Yeah, like, that's
there's
it.
None of that. And I think the simplicity to the game is what makes it beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think that's why so many people can resonate with it.
100%.
Yeah.
It's not hard to understand. The ball goes in the back of the net nine times out of ten.
And it's a goal. Watches it. Yeah, 100%. So what's your aim with these football platforms? Do you have a goal in mind, long-term, short-term?
I think we'd all be lying if we said we didn't want to make this our full-time job.
Of course.
But really, realistically for the moment, I know that's not going to happen. So my main goal is just to push Australian football out there because this last 12 months that I've started following Australian football again, I fell in love with it. It's so chaotic. It's so beautiful. Like, you get games like the Melbourne Victory Western United won a couple of weeks ago where it was 1-0 until the 94th minute of added time, and then Victory ended up winning the game. It's just, it's beautiful chaos.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful chaos. I think the A-League's actually got the most 90-plus minute goals
Most,
every league in the world right now.
Most goals per 90 and most stoppage time goals.
Wow. That's crazy. I feel A-League games are either 0-0 or 4-4.
Yeah, there's no in between.
There's no in between.
It's either...
It's bonkers or...
Yeah.
Yeah, silent.
It can be a really, really slow game.
Yeah.
But this season, there's a lot of teams that are, you know, playing that expansive football now. But even the teams, you know, say Wellington, they set up a bit more defensive. But their counter-attacking football is beautiful to watch.
100%, 100%. So you do different shows. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
So there's all different shows through one platform, and that's something I admire, because we're starting a new part to Inside Right, Right Monday Nights, which will be a live version the Inside Right podcast. I love it. I love the idea. Talk me through that. Was it always the plan to have different forms of content over one umbrella, or what's the go there?
Originally, no. Originally, it was just kind of create A-League content around my name.
Yeah.
And then I started my podcast, Learning A-League, it was basically an excuse for me to talk Australian football with my mates, get them interested in Australian football. And then they're falling in love with it as well, especially my friend Lockie, who's on the podcast. And he wanted to get into NPL stuff, and I did as well. But we started the NPL podcast, the Queensland NPL podcast that we've got, and it's just... Like, it didn't feel right to have it under, like, the mass, like, just the small umbrella that I had with the A-League content.
Yep.
So,
we
branched out. So, we've changed, rebranded that whole thing. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Just quickly, thoughts on the B-League, or the National Second Division, they're going to call it from next year onwards.
I'm really excited for it. I really hope there's a Queensland team, being from Queensland myself. But I know Football Queensland keeps shooting itself in the foot, unfortunately.
I know. And the same with Tasmania.
Tasmania's came out yesterday, and they've said that they don't support South Hobart's bid for the National Second Division, which it's ridiculous to start off with. But I think I was listening to the episode with Cody last time. It was like there was a team that just pretty much put the rolling in for the Victorian teams to join the original NSL.
Yep.
And I think either a Queensland team or a Tasmania team has to do that for them to go, well, we really can't do anything, can we?
Yeah, you just got to join.
Yeah.
Well, I hope my team, Rockdale, joins. Now, Joe K, if you're listening, I know I said I was a Western Sydney Wanderers fan. I know. But times change. I don't support an A-League club. Look, I admire a few clubs, but Rockdale's where my heart's at now. I've actually been to a couple of games.
Okay, yeah.
I love it. And I've got three people I know. Who play for them too, so it's pretty cool.
I'm really excited to get them some NPL games. I've had a bit of a busy couple of weeks, so especially with last week with my whole GoPro scandal. But I'm really looking forward to getting some NPL Queensland games.
That's good. Well, you're here, you're in Sydney, and you live in Queensland. What's that all about, right?
Main reason for coming down was Sydney Derby. Yep. I've always wanted to go to a Sydney Derby, a Wanderers fan, and I've never been to one, and I was like, come on, I've got to go to one.
Bucket list.
Oh, yeah, it's basically a bucket list game for me. And I was like, come on, I've got to go to one. I planned this out earlier in the year, and that was before Unite Round actually got announced, and I was like, oh, have I made a mistake here?
Do I go to Unite now? Yeah. Do I not?
But I was like, you know, Sydney Derby. I'll go to that this year.
I think you've made the right choice.
I'll go to that this year. Round probably didn't have enough time to be as good as it could have been this year.
And you leave tomorrow to go back to Brisbane in the morning.
Yep.
And you want to go to the Brisbane Roar game in the afternoon.
Yeah. that's the plan anyway. Hopefully the missus allows me to go to that.
So if you do, how many games is that in how many days?
So it'll be, I went to MacArthur, Melbourne City last night, which very impressed with MacArthur. I thought there's a lot of people slacking on them online.
Yep.
But, you know, pretty decent fan base from what I saw last night and the facilities there. They don't act too big. Yep. They know their place.
That's good. I like it when they do that. Because when you act too big, you can have 1,000 people there with a 60,000 stadium.
Suncorp.
There you go. 100%.
Last week there was 5,000 people in a 60-seater stadium.
It's not great. You'd rather just go in a small...
Yeah.
Like bloody Guymer Oval down the road.
Yeah.
You'd rather see thousands of people there than just a massive arena.
Yeah, that's it. So MacArthur City last night. I'm going to go to the women's and the men's Sydney Derby today. And then Brisbane Victory. So maybe four games in four three games. Days.
Wow. Well, I wish you all the best of the games. I hope they're exciting for you. They should be.
Well, MacArthur last night was pretty decent.
Yep.
First half was a bit there. But
what was the ending score?
2-0 MacArthur.
2-0 MacArthur. Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Premier League time.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask you what team you support, but we know that. The ice is broken. It's Manchester United.
Yes.
So I guess I'm going to change the question to... Why?
I guess it's probably the easiest team to get exposed to when I was growing up. Yeah. Although, I will say this, didn't support them during the Sir Alex Ferguson era. I didn't support a Premier League team during that era. Started supporting Manchester United when David Moyes came in because they travelled Australia like that they summer. Did. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'll pick them up. I've watched them on TV.
Yep.
Oh, that's been a roller coaster.
That only goes down by the sound of things. I think it's been, I was speaking to someone yesterday, 10 years, an FA Cup, a Europa League, and second place in the Prem. That's about it.
Got a couple of second place trophies.
There we go. Roger that. So that's not great, but let's get into the Premier League game week 27. We're going to go through the games and give our score predictions.
Okay. Yep.
And then once we speak about the United game, we'll talk about it more in depth.
Okay.
So let's start off with Brentford-Chelsea. Now, obviously, last Monday, it was the League Cup final.
Yes.
Liverpool v Chelsea.
Congratulations.
I got 2.5 hours of sleep that night.
Hey.
So I was not the happiest person after the adrenaline kicked off. kicked out. But this is a tough game, in my opinion.
Is it?
Brentford-Chelsea.
At Brentford?
Yes.
Ooh. That's interesting because, you know, Brentford haven't done too crash hot this season. Obviously, Ivan Toney's back, but that's going to be interesting.
They like to set... I know Thomas Frank, the way he wants to set up his teams is super organised.
Yeah.
So if they commit to that game plan, I think they could actually draw or beat Chelsea.
I think it'll be a draw.
I
think it'll be a draw. I think it'll be like a one-all draw or something like that.
Yeah, you just... I mean... The FA Cup, last game for Chelsea, they beat Leeds 3-2. That's not promising.
Very scuffed win as well.
I mean, if you're celebrating like you've won the Champions League when
against
you're versus Leeds.
Yeah.
Now I can't speak. Our team did quite a big celebration after winning the League Cup, but look at the situation.
So did Man United last year. So
Maguire just left. I'm going to go 2-1 Brentford.
Yeah.
2-1 Brentford, in my opinion. Let's move on to Everton West Ham. Everton, it was a 10-point deduction, now it's 6.
Okay, so it's I've been slacking on my Premier League knowledge this
year. That's fine.
A lot of Australian content to keep up with.
Sean Dyche, I think he's done a pretty good job with the team so far.
100%.
If they didn't get the point deduction, we're looking at mid-table.
Yeah, 100%. I think they'll probably end up there around end of season.
Yeah.
But I do like West Ham. I have a really soft spot for West Ham. I don't know why. I think... My uncle supports West Ham, so that's probably the reason why. But I want to go to West Ham, but it looks like it's at Goodison.
It's at Everton. So yep. Goodison.
They've made that a fortress. I'm going to go like a 1-0 Everton.
A 1-0. Well, you look at West Ham's results. in recent times, they've not been great. They've been extremely poor.
Mm.
For example, losing 6-0 to Arsenal, yeah, that was a bit away, I think it was. But the previous Premier League result was against Brentford, and they won 4-2. Jared Bowen got a hat-trick, and Emerson with the definition of the top corner.
Yeah, that was a decent
finish. So I'll go with the 1-1 draw.
Yeah, fair.
Fulham-Brighton. That's a good matchup too.
That is, obviously.
They both can play quality football at times.
Yeah, well, Man United found that out last week, so.
Yeah, they found that out on a few occasions, actually.
Oh, yeah, we tried to find the worst out of our team and the best out of the other team in the same game. So, and Brighton, I was looking at the league table coming here, and I was surprised that they're so high up. I thought they'd had, you know, a bit of a shaky season, especially that loss to Luton.
Well, in comparison to last season, right?
Yeah,
it's been a bit underwhelming.
That's it. They probably are that level of a club, but the last two seasons have been absolutely fantastic. I'm probably going to say Brighton win, actually.
Are they ninth? Off the top of my head, are they eighth or ninth?
Yeah, they're something around, like, they're between seventh and ninth or something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. I mean, it's at home to Fulham. The Craven Cottage. Let's go 2-0 to Fulham.
Fair.
I think Fulham love a great home game, so I'm going 2-0 Fulham.
I think it's going to be one way or the other. I don't think it's going to end in a draw.
Agreed. Newcastle Wolves, another great fixture.
Yeah.
Wolves have been on fire this season, in my opinion.
Yeah, 100%.
I think you look at the likes of Pedro Neto and Juan Hee Chan in particular on those wings. They've been dominating, bossing the attacks. So I'm going to go with a 3-3 draw.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go draw as well.
It's just a bit out there, but
Newcastle just aren't the same as they were last season. Yep. Obviously, the big money man, Tonali, he's gone.
He's gone for 8 months. Yeah. So he's out.
I'm going to go a draw. I'll probably go a 1-1 draw. I reckon Wolves pip a late.
Not as outlandish as mine, 3-3. Now, this is the reason I'm going to be sleep-deprived tomorrow. Nottingham Forest-Liverpool.
Ooh. That's going to be a good game, actually.
City Ground, a little bit of a update for you. Obviously, we know Liverpool's injury list is just
massive.
I've never seen this bad for Liverpool. I know earlier on in the season, Newcastle had this level of injury problems, but for Liverpool, I've never seen this before. However, Nunes and Szoboszlai are back.
They are back,
which is good.
That's good.
Brings a bit more depth to the team.
I really rate Nunes as well. I think
a lot of people hate him, eh?
He's very skittish. He's like a cat. That's what he can either be, you know, just running around doing his own little thing, or he can just be on it.
100 miles an hour. Yeah. Yep. Agreed. You see his last finish, though, against Brentford, the chip of the keeper.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
See, he's got that quality, but sometimes he overthinks it, or
usually rushes it and just whacks it at the keeper.
That's
right?
It.
He was composed this time, which was fantastic to see. I'm going to go a 2-0 victory to Liverpool, but an uncomfortable 2-0 victory. I think with the pace of Alanga, you look at Divock Origi, I think those players can threaten Liverpool, but I will go 2-0.
Yeah, I'd probably say a Liverpool win. I'll probably go 2-1. 2-1 Liverpool. 2-1?
Cool. Tottenham Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Big Ange. This is your time to shine, Dom.
I already had a little affiliation towards Tottenham. My dad's a Tottenham supporter, so I don't know how I didn't end up supporting Tottenham, but kind of lucky I didn't to an extent. Ange, I just remember watching, especially that Asian Cup run in 2015. When we won, it was just
bonkers,
absolutely crazy.
I was at the game, the final.
I'm so jealous. I was at a beach house up in the North Coast, New South Wales.
That's eight, so there you go.
Oh, wait, are you that young?
How old do you think I am?
Unless
your math is terrible. You can
17?
17.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. Yeah, well, fair enough. Doing well for 17.
What a moment that was, by the way.
Massimo Ongu just outstanding throughout that tournament, and then, you know, that James Troisi goal at the end.
Yeah.
So good.
Simon Hill's commentary just always clicks in my head for that.
I don't get goosebumps very often. Live sport, goosebumps every time.
Mm, yeah.
Every time.
Yep.
But back to the game, Tottenham, obviously, they look like they're finding their form back, you know.
All their injuries. They had a blip, didn't they? Yeah, well, around Christmas.
All their injuries, and Son was out with the Asian Cup.
Red cards in the Chelsea game.
Yeah. Yep. It was a tough time for Tottenham, but they didn't falter too much, which I think is key.
Yep.
And Crystal Palace have just been up and down all season. Yep. Obviously, got rid of Roy now. So
the new manager, Oliver Glasner, who got them a 3-0 victory against Burnley. So that's showing great signs. Also, I've got a mate who's a Crystal Palace supporter.
Yeah, okay.
I know the question is why is he a Crystal Palace supporter, but that's for you to ask him. So when Zaha left, they bought a player called Franca.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever heard of Franca?
No, I don't think I've heard of Franca.
Neither have I. Roy Hodgson hasn't been playing him. He played against Burnley. Goals, assists, class, plays like Zaha, the speed, the skill. Oh, it's brilliant to watch. And he's not been playing.
That's crazy.
I mean, imagine Elise, Eze, and Franca.
I'm going to have to watch this guy now.
Just watch him on the weekend. I think he wears number 11.
Okay.
Tottenham, Crystal Palace, Franca.
Okay, that's going to be a good game to watch then.
I'll go 3-1 Tottenham.
Yeah, Tottenham just play that beautiful football. So I'm going to go for a Tottenham win. I'll probably go... No, I'm going to go outlandish. 4-1.
4-1. Fair enough. Now, Luton, Aston Villa. We know it's at Kenilworth Road.
It is.
We know Luton can make it a nightmare for some of the big teams. Or some of the big teams will just come away with a slight win, like a 1-0, something like that.
Yep, know that too often.
I see Aston Villa as a big team now.
So do I. I really like Aston Villa. I like the way Unai Emery sets up. I think at Arsenal he was just he wasn't given the time.
Mm.
I feel the same with David Moyes at Man United to start off with. Yes, he might not have worked out, but you have to give the manager at least
let
a
him
season,
breathe, right? Yeah.
But Aston Villa, I predicted Luton to stay up at the start of the season. I think I predicted them 16th, so just outside the relegation.
Mm-hmm.
I still think they have a chance. I do think Forest will go down. Something about Forest.
They got the point deductions that could come into play as well.
Yeah, 100%. And Ross Barkley for Luton. How good is he been?
You mean Zidane?
Oh, basically the second coming of Zidane.
That's that joke in our family right now. So who Luton got? Oh, they got Ogbene. They got Kraminski. Oh, they've got Zidane too. Ross Barkley. It's been phenomenal seeing him play for Luton.
It's beautiful to watch.
What a great job Rob Edwards has done as well.
100. It's phenomenal. He's just, like, everyone was like, oh, you know, no money. They're just going to shut down.
I thought dead last could break Derby County's record in 09, like less than 11 points. No.
Yeah, I did to an extent hope that they would stay up. Still do. But I'm going to probably say a Luton win. I'm going to go 1-0 Luton win.
1-0 Luton. Ooh. I'm going to go 1-1.
Yeah, fair.
1-1 draw. I just can't see Villa not scoring.
Yeah.
All right, now we've got three more games. Burnley, Bournemouth. Who cares?
Yeah. About to say, that's a battle of the who cares. That one.
Well, Vincent Kompany, I'm surprised there's not been as much talk as that should be about him getting sacked.
I'm surprised. I'm happy, and I'm surprised. Yep. I just think that they're setting up like a foundation for the club. They were under Dyche. They were known for their, you know, lob it forward, you know, win the header, flick it on.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crunching tackle. Yeah.
I do like the way Burnley have set up under Kompany. I think he might need to, you know, learn a bit more change of tactics in the Premier League, especially.
Yep.
It worked in the Championship. You know, it might not work all the time during the Premier League. Feels like the Champions League at times. They're going to go down, and I'm going to go with Bournemouth win.
I feel with Vincent Kompany. We'll be right back with more from Inside Right.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
If he was at a better, if he was coaching a better team, they'll do really well.
Yeah.
The way he wants to play, you need quality players, if he, creative players.
I'd say if he was maybe in a palace,
yep.
I reckon
it's just that level above, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That little bit more funding, job. That better foundation.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm going to, it's at Turf Moor. They both need the points. Well, Bournemouth, not really, actually. They've done really well this season. I'm used to saying that fixture's a relegation battle, though. I'm going to go 2-0 to Bournemouth.
Yeah, I think
2-0 to Bournemouth. And if that's the case, Burnley are gone,
oh,
in my opinion.
Yeah, I believe they're already gone. I just don't think they're going to catch up the points that are needed to even get out of the relegation zone.
Yep.
Even get a, some at some points, I don't think they're even going to get above Luton in when Luton's in the relegation zone. So, yeah, I'll go Bournemouth.
Yep.
I'll go 1-0.
Let's move on to the highlight of the game week, the Manchester Derby. Manchester United, well, Manchester City at home against Manchester United. Like I said, for the Ange one, the floor's yours.
We always seem to play well at the Etihad. I'll give us that. But City are just really turning it on at the moment. Yep. They've, you know, they had that little patch where Haaland was injured, De Bruyne wasn't playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared.
Imagine how McTominay feels if you're scared.
he's
terrified.
I rate McTominay so highly. He's been way underused in his position. He was an academy striker, and he was at some points playing centre back under Jose Mourinho.
Mm.
And yeah, now that he's pushing forward, you can kind of see that quality coming through.
I think he's a poor man's Jordan Henderson, personally. no, but jokes aside, I don't think it's going to be as bad as you think.
I don't think it's going to be bad, but it's either going to go one way. We're going to nip like a 2-1 win, or we're going to get flogged 6-0.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
I'll go 3-0. I'm going to go 3-0. A comfortable 3-0 win the City.
Yeah.
I remember the game against Liverpool at Anfield. You guys sat back the whole time. We got 34 shots, couldn't score 0-0.
Yep.
Same thing here, but City do score 3 goals.
Hoyland's out for us, so...
Yep. Why would you want to attack then?
Yeah, that with Rashford at the moment, it's...
And Antony.
Yeah, it's rough. Like, this fact that we're starting Fawson over Antony in some games, it's really concerning. Yeah, I mean, your City win. I can see us playing like we did against you guys at Anfield, and it's just sitting back. But I don't think Kobbie Mainoo can hold him off that much.
Yeah.
As good as Kobbie Mainoo is,
yep.
I'm going to go for City win. I'll say 2-0.
2-0. 2-0. The last game of game week's at 27, we have Sheffield Arsenal.
Mm.
Wow.
That's a good game.
That's a funeral. That's what that is.
I reckon Sheffield can kind of, like, it's the point of the season. I think they're already out and out.
Arsenal are away from home as well.
Yeah. That's what I'm kind of thinking. Like, they can turn Bramall Lane into a fortress. I don't think they will, but they can. Because it is that point of the season where they've got to go now or it's never. Like, if they pretty much lose, like, more than 3 games, they're out.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'm going to go Arsenal win. Do I see it being as big as a drubbing as they have been giving teams in the last couple of weeks? No. I'll go 2-0, Arsenal.
2-0. I'll go 3-0.
Yeah.
Yep. Very, pretty much the same. I just can't see. Well, what about last week with Sheffield? Two of their players had a bit of a punch up, and they looked for a red card offence. That's gold, eh? No one's ever been set off because they punched their own teammate.
That is,
that's class. I love it.
That is crazy.
Well, there's the Premier League predictions done. It's game time.
Ooh, okay.
So this is how the game works. You have 10 questions.
Yep.
All right. Just see how many you can get right. It's okay. Nothing too crazy. It's just trivia.
Okay.
All right. Cody, I can't remember what Cody exactly got, but I think he's done it. He's done it once. I think he got like 6 or 7.
You've had Joe on as well. What did Joe get?
What did Joe get? Yeah, I think it's around the same, actually.
I want to top the Australian content creators. So.
Yeah, there you go. All right, first question. How many goals did Heyman score across the two-legged fixtures, the fixture of Matildas versus Uzbekistan?
5. Correct. 5 goals. Absolutely machine.
Machine. What was the name of Man City's old stadium?
Oh, Lord.
I've put you one direction with the Matildas. Now we're completely on the other side of the planet.
And City, I don't want to pay much attention to City on the best of days. Manchester Stadium.
No, Main Road.
Main Road. Okay. Yeah, wouldn't have got that.
Who has the all-time most assists in the Premier League?
I really should have scrubbed up on my Premier League trivia.
Well, no, this is the thing. You haven't. So this makes it interesting. Yeah. Right? Now you got to really think about it.
All time.
All time Premier League, so not Division One.
Yeah. I'm thinking... Who am I thinking? I don't... Well, I know Liverpool... Both Liverpool fullbacks are the highest assisting fullbacks in the league's history. Ozil, Fabregas...
I'd love to give you a clue, but I'm not going to.
No, that's fair enough. I genuinely can't think. I'm gonna say Cesc Fabregas.
It's Ryan Giggs.
Oh, I should know that. I should know that. He played like 800 games.
I was gonna say, I didn't want to say anything, but the exact same time I felt bad because he's a United supporter.
Oh, no, that's poor for me. That is poor.
So we got 1 out of 3 so far.
Oh, I've got pretty much clean sweep this to compass.
Who won the 94-95 Premier League?
Oh, Lord. This is like 10...
I will say is the fact I'm asking you this question...
I'm going to have to say Man United. Or is it... No.
I wouldn't ask the question if it was that obvious. What about that?
Oh. 94-95... Did you say 94-95? Blackburn?
Correct.
Yeah, come on.
That's 2. The next question is, who was the manager of that Blackburn side?
Oh, I know Alan Shearer was playing for them.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Premier League, well, he's like a first division legend as well, isn't he? Is it Dalgleish?
It is Dalgleish.
Nice.
Well done.
Nice.
Okay, name a London club in the Championship.
In the Championship? London club. Millwall.
Correct.
Nice.
Well done. Or you could have said QPR, but them QPR, both here. Yep. Who are currently 5th in the Women's Super League table?
So, Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal, Man United, I think the top 4 is. So I'd say Tottenham.
It's Liverpool.
It's Liverpool.
There you go.
I know they have improved their squad this season.
100%, yeah. Which country finished runners-up in this year's Asian Cup?
Jordan.
Correct, that's 5. Which you should get this one.
Okay. I don't like that pressure.
Which Aussie is currently a teammate of Cristiano Ronaldo's?
Oh, as is Beige.
That's 6. And last question. You got 6.
Okay.
This is to get 7.
Okay, come on.
Which would be roughly equal with Joe and Cody.
Okay.
True or false? Wrexham are in League 1.
False. League 2.
Correct. That's 7.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Right. 7 out of 10.
7. I'll take that. I'll take that.
Some people get 2. So well I'll take done. That. That's fantastic. Just before we go, I would like to mention if you're looking for new soccer boots for this season, go to Uno Zero. Beautiful handmade Italian boots. Go and check out their website at unozero.com and use my code WES10 for a discount at the checkout. Back to it. Dom, thank you so much for joining Inside Right for today's episode. And like I said, first one in the new set.
Beautiful.
So it's an honour to have you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers.